Administrative Law, this is your week one podcast. First, I'll introduce the course a little bit. This course is in for this fall of 2022 semester in a bit of a transition based on some changes we've already made to the certificate program. The name change from paralegal to legal studies and changes that'll be in the catalog for the degrees sometime soon. But essentially, I'm rolling out what the format of that course will be. There will be some different courses that will appear in the future, but I wanted to give you what this course should be and intended to be this semester. The intention of this course is to give you a understanding of administrative law, and then more importantly, some practical applications of administrative law in some major practice areas, so you get a more practical aspect. Those three practice areas that are governed by administrative law that we will focus on this semester will be the business areas, corporations, and LLCs in particular, and then workers' compensation, as well as Social Security disability. There are many other areas of administrative law that, you know, you may find yourself dealing with as a paralegal or legal assistant or a lawyer if you go on to do that. And you should really take a moment, you know, just stop right now and take a moment and think about all the different things, all of the many things that administrative agencies, administrative law, federal, state, and local, use to impact your life. From the moment you wake up, everything in your home, everything at work, all the things you do, all the things that a governmental body, federal, state, and local, regulate, from brushing your teeth in the morning, flushing your toilet, doing your job, driving your car to and from work, anything and everything you do and come in contact with, there is some regulation. And again, those can be federal. They can be the big, I call it federal alphabet. You know, and to be clear on something, the FBI, all the Department of Justice agencies, DEA, FBI, Homeland Security, etc., those are not administrative agencies for our purposes this semester, so please don't ever use those as examples. Those are enforcement agencies. They are not the type of agencies we're talking about. I'm talking about like EPA that regulates or provides regulations that impact the environment, also impact businesses, etc. So we have those on the federal level. We have a lot of those duplicated on the state level. There's a state EPA, for instance, Illinois EPA. But then we also have a lot of local administrative regulation from municipalities, counties, villages. Health department is one major example. And, you know, everything we just went through the last few years, the health department ruled our lives to a great extent. There's also, if you worked in the restaurant or entertainment industry, you know, there's a lot of regulation. Anything with food, entertainment, alcohol, gambling, all of that, highly regulated, right? And then a lot of things that any of you do at whatever your job might be, there's some sort of regulation that applies. It applies to attorneys. Attorneys are regulated. They're licensed. Any profession that's licensed is regulated. So that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the FBI or enforcement like that. Those are law enforcement or traditional, kind of more traditional law enforcement. We're talking about agencies. And then we'll see, as we'll see by the agencies we're talking about, they do have the ability to enforce the law, but they actually have the ability to decide what the law is in their particular thing. And they have the ability to investigate the law, and then they have the ability to adjudicate it. They combine all of what we would consider the traditional functions of the three branches of government and form what sometimes is referred to as the fourth branch of government, the administrative branch of government, where they do all of those functions. Now, there is review, and they are subject to review and appeals just like any other government body or action. Administrative law defines an agency's legal powers and the limits of these powers. What you're going to look for this week and the examples that you're going to provide will indicate the point made in the assigned reading. And if you haven't done that assigned reading, go and do it. Don't skip it. You're not going to get what you need from this. This is supplementing it, but it's not going to give you what you need, and you need to read that before you start this assignment for this week. The point made is that agencies are created to solve problems. The legislative branch empowers agencies to implement laws that the legislators come up with, and or municipalities for that matter, but state, federal legislators or local bodies of government, they come up with laws, and then the agency creates practical rules to provide service to implement that law, to look to help support the agency in solving whatever the problem was that the other government body created it for. The agencies attempt to address needs of the public and to regulate public concerns. For every worry or fear of an agency or an agency power, as example, you can have a horror story or situation that would exist to the detriment of others absent that particular agency. You know, one that always comes up is, you know, all of our food production, distribution, etc. is highly regulated. And even then, we still run into situations where we have some sort of food issue where people are made sick or even die because of, you know, some failure in that chain, that system. But that's something that evolved, you know, nearly 100 years ago now, because there was a need, because we started mass producing and distributing food and it wasn't safe. And so it set standards. And so we have things like that, expectations for vehicles. If you look at our vehicles generally compared to vehicles in other parts of the world, our traffic laws, etc., we're highly regulated. But then if you've ever traveled to some countries, you'll see that, you know, that's for good reason, because they aren't to that point in their development yet. So that's why we have the agencies. Consequently, as with any review of a governmental body, as I said, the perception and key to its success lies somewhere between balancing to support and keep the unit on track with its mission, and not being overbearing. Now, enabling acts is something you should have read about. And an enabling act is that first statute that Congress or the state legislature or the municipal body, for that matter, passes that creates the agency or that function, the function of the agency or the administrative function. And you'll come to know by viewing the various acts that we will review this semester, these acts define the agency, its intended mission, management structure, and its initial details of its existence. But remember, as with any such statute or legislatively created law, these acts change, they evolve and adapt to many factors, from public policy to budget adjustments. And as we see, or we will see through this course, these acts, statutes, and agency actions are subject to the same sort of court interpretation and scrutiny as any other governmental action. I have a little bit of history here because many years ago now, the city of Peoria was the first, but they, through the Illinois Administrative Procedures Act, which allowed municipalities to set up their own sort of court system on certain things, they initially had me hearing vehicle impound cases. That started out way back then. There was a prostitution problem in certain parts of the city, and we did prostitution. They would take a car of somebody who was trying to solicit a prostitute, and then that person would have to come see me to explain why they shouldn't be fined and have to pay the towing and storage fees, etc., for the cars. We eventually would do those for, you know, all criminal acts, and especially for a while it was big into drugs back when there was a lot of street corner drug sales of certain types. That led to doing hearings over building code violations, zoning cases, people failing to cut their grass, people not getting a permit when they were building something, all sorts of things related to property that municipalities regulate. And I did that in Peoria for a long time, mid-90s through 2018. I also did the same thing in Pekin on that whole spectrum for a while. And I did vehicle impound cases in Creve-Coeur, Marquette Heights, and East Peoria. And then towards the end, Creve-Coeur started doing the same thing with housing, building code and zoning cases. So I did those as well. I no longer do those, but the point is that I have some pretty significant experience with administrative law. I was the hearing officer, so I was the judge that would decide what happened in those cases. And when we get to the judicial review part discussion, I was reviewed in those cases. I was reviewed at first by a circuit court and then the appellate court. Did have a couple cases go all the way to the appellate court, and they upheld my decision, so I'm happy about that. But as I said, I no longer do that, but I do have some experience there. I also have the experience of having handled work comp cases way back in the day, and was involved in a few Social Security disabilities, which is some things that we'll talk about. But then also had business clients, LLCs and corporations. So I have a fair amount of experience in this area. It's, as I said, one that touches a lot of aspects of your life. And it's definitely one that you would find yourself working in as a legal assistant, paralegal, or lawyer probably at some point, some breadth of administrative law. That's kind of what we're going to cover over the semester, and the expectations are that you read the things that I ask you to read, that you listen to the podcast, that you complete the assignments by the due dates. The due dates are going to be Thursday at 10 p.m. each week for your original post, and then your review or peer review or whatever I ask you to do, or comments, just reading and commenting, by Monday of the following week at 10 p.m. If you have any questions, syllabus tells how to get a hold of me. Most of you have been around for a while know that if you get a hold of me, I'll get back to you and we'll connect fairly quickly. And that goes for not only for the class, but for your career as well. So know how to find me, and don't hesitate to do so if you need me.